This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the United States completes its military withdrawal from the country in August, according to a U.S. government watchdog charged with monitoring events on the ground there. Despite a series of cautiously optimistic assessments by high-ranking U.S. military officials and Afghan leaders, a new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction described the situation as bleak and echoes concerns that Afghan security forces are not ready to mount a meaningful resistance. Ever since President Biden announced in April that American combat troops would leave Afghanistan, U.S. officials have been careful not to minimize the challenge facing the Afghan government. The report by the watchdog group, however, warns the Taliban have provided no reason to believe they will ease off on their attacks. So a lawyer for the first person convicted under Hong Kong's national security law asked Thursday for no more than 10 years in prison instead of the possible life sentence. The case is being closely watched as China's ruling Communist Party tries to crush a pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. Tong Ying Kit was convicted Tuesday of inciting secession and terrorism for driving his motorcycle into a group of police officers last year, pro-democracy's rally, while carrying a flag bearing the banned slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." Hong Kong's High Court said Tong will be sentenced on Friday. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sought on Thursday to nudge forward security ties with Vietnam that have been slowly deepening as both countries watch China's activities in the South China Sea with growing alarm. Despite closer military relations, more than four decades after the Vietnam War ended in 1975, President Biden's administration has said there are limits to the relationship until Hanoi makes progress on human rights. Big tech companies are making it mandatory for employees in the United States to get COVID-19 vaccinations before entering campuses as the highly infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus drives a resurgence in cases. Alphabet Inc., Google, and Facebook Inc. said on Wednesday, all U.S. employees must get vaccinated to step into offices. Google is also planning to expand its vaccination drive to other countries in the coming months. According to a Deadline report, streaming giant Netflix Inc. has also implemented a policy mandating vaccinations for the cast and crew of all of its U.S. productions. Japan on Wednesday reporting more than 9,500 new coronavirus infections, an all-time high, raising fresh questions about whether the ongoing Tokyo Olympics are worsening the country's pandemic situation. Tokyo is already under a state of emergency that some local commentators have criticized as ineffective. Many of the rules are voluntary. For example, restaurants have been asked to close early and not sell alcohol. Not all have complied. Overall, Japan's pandemic approach has been relatively successful. It has reported only 15,000 coronavirus deaths, much fewer than other countries its size. Japan is one of several Asian countries to initially contain the virus, but lag other developed countries in vaccinations. At least 37% of Japan's population has received one coronavirus vaccination, according to the latest government figures. And in a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.